A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Is no secret that my top manifesting hack is my daily use of subliminal audios. I mean, mostly because I'm lazy and I get to manifest in my sleep. What a goddamn dream. Who wouldn't love it? Subliminal messaging has been around for years. The Guardian published an article back in 2007 stating that scientists have found that subliminal messages leave a mark on the brain, and that's why everyone from Apple to Coca-Cola have infamously used it in their advertising campaigns. Subliminal stimuli are any sensory stimuli below a person's threshold for conscious perception, i.e., you think you're just listening to a relaxing piece of music, but boom, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of powerful statements and affirmations beneath the music that you can't hear with your conscious brain. These affirmations can have distinct impacts on people's thoughts and behavior. Choose from a range including perfect health, wealth and success, beauty and confidence, fertility, weight loss, meet your soulmate, peaceful and present parent, happy kids, and so much more. Easily download onto your phone or live stream when exercising, cooking dinner, in the bath, or my personal favourite, as you go to sleep as part of your daily mindset practice. Go to francescaamber.com to get yours. Hey, it's Francesca. So I'm aware that I'm always recommending books to you on this podcast, probably too many books that you have time to read. And so why not try Audible? You can get a free month trial with Audible simply by clicking on the link in the show notes below. They have every book that you could imagine in audio form, so you can listen to your favorite book or explore new books whilst you're doing something like housework or painting your house, because we're in lockdown too. We're going to be doing a lot of DIY, or like me, you could be doing it whilst feeding. If you decide you love it and you want to keep it, it's $7.99 a month after, and you have access to, like I said, thousands upon thousands of self-improvement, self-help and law of attraction books. So try Audible today, link in the show notes. Hello and welcome back to Law of Attraction Changed My Life. Today I have a little co-host. Her name is Laveau and she is my little witch. And I mean witch in a good sense, as in that she is named after Marie Laveau, not in that she is a devil, because she is an angel child. She's very, very good. I hardly know she's here. She's very much like my first daughter, Bohemia. She's just an angel. Anyway, today she does not want to sleep. Her sister is asleep, but she was having none of it. So I was like, do you know what? If you're quiet, come and sit with me and you can record with me. So if you hear some sucking noises in the background, like you probably can now, that is exactly what it is. Anyway, this week we are talking all about how, in the words of the New Radicals in the 90s, you get what you give. And with the law of attraction, that is certainly true. It is one of the fundamental principles of the law of attraction that you get what you give. Oh, shit. Wait, I haven't updated you from last week about my twin mum experience. So last week, Forgive me. I should probably just re-record this and edit this out. But I'm not going to because I've got a baby sucking on my nipple for like the 9th hour today. And so I ain't got time for that shit. So, you know, last week we were talking about high vibration friendships and how to attract high vibe into your life. Well, I met up with that twin mum I was talking about. And you know when you think, this would be a really convenient friend to have. She lives on the next street to me. She has twins a month older than mine. You know, she wouldn't even need to have the best personality because even just those facts alone would be so handy. And then we meet up and she is so nice to talk to. She's totally my kind of person. We walked all around my village and then we walked back to my house and then we stood outside my house talking for about 10 minutes in the goddamn rain. So I think that just goes to show, you know, when you're not like, oh God, what do I say now? Like we still had stuff to talk about. And she likes all of my Jeremy Corbyn posts on my Facebook page. So I think that she is definitely my type of person. So that's really exciting. I did say I'd update you. Oh, and I'm seeing her again tomorrow. We're going for another walk around the village because, you know, UK lockdown, really, what else can we do? So that's my little update from last week. Back to what we're doing this week. Yes, with the law of attraction, truly, you get what you give out. And in The Secret, it does say that what you receive is in direct proportion to what you are willing to give to others. And so that's why so many people, really successful people, they will give a percentage of their earnings to either a church or to charity because they are so aware that the more you have, the more you should give back because it's like a cycle. It will just keep evolving. The more you give, the more you get. The more you give, the more you get. And so if you are having trouble manifesting or you're having trouble raising your vibration, then this is a really, really easy and nice way to do it. So I found a blog called michellenight.com and it's all about getting in the flow of giving and receiving. And it says, giving and receiving is part of the natural exchange of energies in the universe. The universe loves someone who takes part. That means being right in the middle of the flow where the give and take happens. And if you're out of that flow, then you can't receive. What can you give? You might be in a position where you can give money and that's a wonderful thing to do. But if you can't do that, there's still loads of ways that you can take part in the flow of abundance. Can you hear that crying in the background? That is Reva. I shall be right back. You won't notice because I'll edit this out, but I've probably got to go and feed now for about half an hour. Bear with. Okay, I'm back. That was 45 minutes for me, but a mere second for you. So we are, if you're in the UK here with me, we have just entered into our second lockdown. They're saying it's a month, but I think we all know it's going to be longer than that, don't we? So we might find ourselves a little more time on our hands, if not more money, but more time. And a lot of small businesses and a lot of people are going to be struggling with this second lockdown. And so I actually got this idea from an advert I saw on TV the other day about actually ways that we can help people and help small businesses and help people we know for free. It doesn't actually cost anything. It's just ways that we can help them for free. So the advert was actually the Google reviews ad and it has Anthony Joshua on it. And I was like, what a nice idea that they're encouraging people to leave local businesses reviews. Fun fact, I turned down Anthony Joshua. Let that sink in. If you are from America and you don't know who I'm talking about, Google him. It's worth it. Years and years and years ago, when he was in the, I think it was the London Olympics, we were messaging and stuff. And I was like, yes, this guy is hot. He's very, obviously, like very motivated. He's like a boxer. And I didn't go on a date with him because he lived with his mum. Hashtag live to regret it for the rest of my life. Anyway, let's stop thinking about what my alternative life could have been if I'd married Anthony Joshua. So you can leave a review, as Anthony Joshua says, you can leave a Google review or you can leave reviews on Facebook pages. You can share a page or a post of a business, a small business or a local business that you like. You can post a selfie or tag a business in one of your own posts. So this is something that I think people don't think to do because maybe they think they look like a twat. But honestly, it helps so much. I say to my clients all the time, because I own a salon in London, I'm like, if you go out, like so many people are like, oh, I'm having this tan or I'm having these lashes for my birthday party or my hen party. And I'm like, please, please, like when you go out, can you please tag us in the picture so that we can see it? And if we can repost it, or even if you stay on it as well, like my lashes are by the N7 Collective, like it just helps so, so much. I can't tell you how much it helps. So just merely posting a selfie or a picture, or it, maybe you bought some clothes from like a small indie brand for your children or for yourself, just tagging them in it, it really helps businesses out. And of course you can like stuff, comment on it, engage with the content and refer a friend, tag people in it. All of these ways online that you can help small businesses and help individuals. If you want to support local businesses, try searching the hashtag with your area in, and lots of little things come up, and that's the way that I like to do it. But also there is a podcast called Natch Beaut, and it's all about like vegan, cruelty-free beauty. And they have a comprehensive list. If you go to the Natch Beaut website, they have a comprehensive list of Black-owned, woman-owned, indie brands, as well as vegan and environmentally friendly brands. So if you are trying to shop consciously, then that is a great resource to find stuff from, like I say, small, locally owned, Black-owned, women-owned businesses. And I think that's a great way to try and spread positivity and high vibes, is to think, every pound I spend, wouldn't it be amazing if, rather than just giving it to Amazon or giving it to Tesco, if you could try and put that little extra tiny bit of effort in and shop small and shop local. And I think that's such a fun thing to try and do, is like when I lived in London, I used to go down the Holloway Road, which is where I lived, and try and spend my money on all local stores within like 10 minutes of my flat. And I loved doing that, because to feel that energy of like all of the money in my purse, not going into Tesco, but actually going into the local Buddhist center and yoga center, and then buying some fruit and vegetables at the little 24-hour family-run store down the road. And it just feels great. And like getting an Indian from the Indian a few doors down, which again is like family owned, it's been there for like 60 years. Things like that, I think, are really high vibe. Where you spend your money and where you spend your power and your attention and your posts. I mean, fucking Tesco and New Look don't need your posts. Do you know what I mean? Like if you're like, oh, I love this new top from at New Look. But if it is a little indie run brand, especially like, I feel like when you have children, you find all of these people that are at home sewing and creating their own stuff. And I think it's just so important to shout out those brands and to tag them. And it doesn't mean that you got that shit for free or discounted, but just do it because it's a good thing to do and you're helping these people, especially during these really tough times. So something else that I like to do to spread positivity and raise my vibration is to actually shout out amazing staff members. So I did this a little while ago when I moved back to London with my daughter. She was like 18 months old at the time. A couple of doors down from my flat is it's like a free range chicken restaurant called Bird. And every time that we went past, this guy would come out and say to my daughter, he'd be like, hello, beautiful lady, how are you? And she's quite a shy girl and she just loved it. Like as soon as he went, she'd be like, mummy, that man spoke to me. I'm like, yeah, I know. He was so lovely. He would give her little treats. Like if he saw her coming, he'd be like, wait there. And he'd like bring a little cake or a donut out for her or something. And he was an absolute fucking treat. And one day I was like, do you know what? I am going to post a thing on my Instagram and tag Bird in it saying like, this man has been so lovely. He's a credit to your restaurant. He's a credit to your brand. And I tagged them in it, and the owners of Bird saw it and were like, we're going to make sure that he is rewarded for his, you know, for his, I don't know, being a good employee, I guess. And I feel like if ever you do get good service, in the UK, we're so shit at this, because in America, they really value service, I feel like, and they reward it through tips and through everything else. But in England, we don't say it when we see it. And I feel like we don't express it. So I feel like trying to make an effort to, if someone helps you or someone goes the extra mile, to really make sure that their boss finds out about it, you know. So the other week, my sister and I took all of the children to, I say all of them because there's six children between us. And we took all of the children to like this cute little vintagey children's amusement park type thing that we have here in Lincolnshire called Sundown. It's so fucking cute. And there was this particular guide. There were all these people like manning the rides. And some of them were just like wiping down the rides after each time with like, I watched this one man. He just wiped it down with a dirty old rag that he wasn't even, like, he wasn't sterilizing it. He wouldn't do shit. And then on the other ride, there was this guy who it turns out was called Harvey, because we asked. And he was properly disinfecting in between each ride, like spraying everything down, changing the cloth. And then when the children were going, it's like, come on, guys, come in. Are you excited? You're going to ride a pig, because it's like a pig ride. Otherwise, that'd be a random thing to say. And he's like, come on. And then when they were on the ride, he'd be like, everyone put your hands in yet. Like, that was not a part of Harvey's job description. He could have been like the guy on the other side that's just like, yeah, come in, and then wipes down your fucking handlebar with a gross old toilet rag. But no, Harvey was going above and beyond. He was making sure that those children were just having the fucking time of their lives. And so my sister and I and this random woman were observing it, and we were like, he is fucking amazing. Like, he is amazing and he deserves to know it. So I said to my brother-in-law, go on, ask him what his name is. I feel like we should contact Sundown and say like how amazing he is. And so we found out his name was Harvey, and we were like, you've really like made this so nice. And he was like, I just want all the children to have the nicest day. And it's like, oh, Harvey, are you single? Like, you're so goddamn nice. And so things like that, find out their name and then send, either write a post or send something to Sundown saying, by the way, just want to let you know that you have like 50 staff probably, and you probably don't know this, but Harvey is a fucking legend and he deserves, like, do you know what? In these times, that could make the difference between someone losing or keeping their job. If they have to make job cuts there, if they've had messages saying this particular staff member has been really fantastic, has made our day, that could make all the difference to Harvey's life. So anyway, stop going on about fucking Harvey now. But yes, I feel like if you see someone doing a good job and someone's helped you, repay that. Tell the company, especially if they work for a massive company like Boots or Tesco or something. I keep mentioning Tesco. I don't know why. Fucking tweet them. Instagram them. Find an HR number or a customer services number and let that shit be known. Obviously, another great way to spread positivity and help small businesses is to tip. We are terrible at this in England, but yes, tip, 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 especially if people are delivering food to your house. I feel like they are like the frontline workers right now, bringing me my Nando's. Tip those motherfuckers. And like I said, yeah, if you can, shop small, shop local, help small businesses out. Leave a review, share, tag, engage in their content. It honestly makes such a world of difference. So how many of you have done The Magic by Rhonda Byrne yet? I'm sure a lot of you, because a lot of you comment about The Magic on Instagram. So many of you message me saying, I'm doing The Magic and I'm on day 7 and fucking hell, my life has changed. I'm like, I fucking warned you. I told you this would happen. This is what happens when you do The Magic. So in The Magic, she has a couple of different practices that are along these lines. So one of them is magic dust, and it's that you go around all day and you sprinkle magic dust over people. It's not literal stuff. It's not real, because that would be crazy. And people might start to get freaked out if you start sprinkling shit over them. But in your mind, you're sprinkling mental magic dust and you're spreading almost positivity over them and saying, I hope you have an amazing day today. I hope your troubles are small and that your blessings are big. And you just give them, almost like giving them healing, I guess. When I was growing up, my mum used to take me to a spiritualist church and we would have healing afterwards. And that is kind of what you do. You'd kind of hold your hands over someone and you would, through thought, you would heal them. And we did absent healing and all that jazz. But that is a great way to spread positivity. If you feel like you have no money to help, you can't help via any of those other ways that I've just mentioned, for whatever reason, you might be older and not have social media, you can literally do absent thoughts, absent healing, or you can sprinkle magic dust over people you think that need it. You can walk down your high street and see your local struggling shops that are struggling in this second lockdown. And you can just imagine yourself sprinkling these shops with magic dust. I mean, like, you're going to be fine. You're going to flourish. Because that's what we need to do. We need to support small businesses, guys. So yeah, I guess what I'm trying to say is, let's all support local small businesses and friends who have businesses, except those fuckers on Facebook who are like, support my small business, buy a candle from me. And it's like, it's not from you, it's from Scentsy. And you, my friend, are in a cult, a multi-level marketing pyramid-shaped cult. So not those people, because they fucking piss me off. Anyway, you can help me if you like. You can start with me. I'll let you practice. Like I said, I do own a salon in London. It is called the N7 Collective, N for November. Well, N for North, actually. North 7, the N7 Collective. And we are in Islington. So obviously we have been forced to close again right now. So you can't go there and get any treatments or anything. But it would help so massively if you followed me on Instagram. I'm at the N7 Collective. Maybe if you followed, if you shared the Instagram page with anyone you know that lives in London that might usually be in the market for a hair and beauty salon, all of those things I mentioned earlier, you could do for that. You could also do it from a podcast if you like. You could rate and leave a review. You could share it with a friend. This is what I'm talking about. When you're doing these things as well, really feel the good vibes that you're putting into it. Feel the great vibes of, I'm doing this to help this person. So it's not just all about small businesses and random law of attraction podcasts. You can also just help people with your advice and your time, or maybe a compliment. I think people, again, this might just be English people, I feel like we don't compliment people enough and we don't say what we're really feeling. So since practicing the law of attraction, and especially since doing the magic, the last couple of years, I've definitely become more comfortable with telling people how I really feel about them. So one of the practices with the law of attraction, with the magic is magical relationships. And when I've done that, I have actually messaged not just the three closest people to me, I will message about 20 people saying...
We'll be back after a quick break.
Hi, this is Ross, the host of Smells Like Humans. Each week we talk about the curious things that people do. Fans say it's like hanging out with your funny friends. If you like lighthearted conversation, personal stories, and a hint of psychology, chances are we are discussing something relevant to you, like relationships, dreams, phobias, weddings, work, cults, 100 topics and counting. Sometimes silly, sometimes serious, but always fun. Please join us, because no matter who you are, we all smell like humans. Please click the link in the show notes.
I just want to let you know, but you are like a really great part of my life. You're such a good friend. I love spending time with you. Blah, blah, blah. Whatever it is, whatever that person brings to my life or whatever I think about them. And I even do it for like random people. They might think I'm fucking crazy, but I do it for like random people on Facebook. There's this one girl that is like a family friend of ours from when we were children. And she's a single mum and she has three boys and she was doing a midwifery degree and she was doing all these things. And I really admired that. And whenever me and my sister were like, oh, life is hard, we used to be like, suck it up. You could be that girl. I won't name her. But like, now she has cause to complain. You don't. And I just messaged her and said, I know this might sound weird, but I just think you're doing a really great job. Like, you never moan, you never complain, you're doing a midwifery degree, you have three boys, you're on your own. Like, I just think you're amazing. And when I sent those messages, so many people replied and said like, oh my God, that's just made me cry. I'm so happy. Thank you so much. And I think just letting people know what you value in them is such an amazing and high vibrational thing to do. I recently did it with Catherine Ryan. Does anyone know her? She is a British comedian, but she's not. She's Canadian, but she lives in England. She recently had the number one Netflix comedy called The Duchess, and it truly was like someone had written a screenplay about my life. And you would think someone like Catherine Ryan would not give a shit, but I was like, do you know what? I really enjoyed that show, and she clearly has put a lot into it. So I messaged her on Instagram and I was like, I fucking loved The Duchess. Please do a second season. I absolutely loved it. And she responded and was like, oh my God, thank you so much. Congratulations on your twins. And was like, so lovely. So even people that you think don't need your compliments, they probably do, and they will appreciate it. And it's raising the vibe. Another way that I have been doing this recently is by offering, as I say this, it sounds like people would definitely not want this, but offering advice. So on Facebook, I tend to just scroll, and I don't really stop and help. And I'm on a lot of like breastfeeding groups, co-sleeping groups, mum groups, all that jazz, twin groups, all this shit. And just recently, I have seen a couple of people ask questions or be like, I'm at my wit's end. I'm about to give up. I guess I'm mostly talking about breastfeeding now, but they're like, I'm giving up. This is so hard with twins. How do people do it? And normally I would just scroll past. And recently I've just been thinking, do you know what? I'm so fortunate to have my sister, who, as we all know, is the lactation expert, to have her on my side and to be there to give me help, both physically to be there and tell me what I need to do. And not everybody has that. Not everybody has an amazing older sister. And my friend Susie said the other week, she was like, when I was breastfeeding, she's like, I was told never to use a nipple shield. And so I just gave up after a couple of weeks. She's like, no one ever told me. And I'm like, wow, not everyone does have an older sister that knows what the fuck they're talking about. So now when I see people asking these questions, I will actually go on there and take the time to be like, do you know what? I've recently just had this problem. Just use a nipple shield for 2 weeks until your nipples recover. Do this, do that. Like, do you know what I mean? Actually giving practical advice that has worked for me. Yes, it takes a couple of minutes out of my day, but if that could change someone's experience with their child, how amazing to be able to actually help someone. And so, do you know what? They might scroll past it and not read it. Who knows? But I feel like actually offering your help and advice on something that you know about is incredibly helpful and raises the vibe. And finally, you could make time for or do something nice for people. So again, this doesn't have to be monetary. If you are feeling the cash flow struggles during lockdown too, oh Lord, aren't we all? That it doesn't have to be monetary. It can be spending time with someone, doing something thoughtful. The other day, I'm not a big gift giver. It is not my love language. I don't really like it when people send me gifts because I feel like I'm a minimalist and it winds me up. But recently I have had loads of lovely gifts for the babies, so I do take that back. But I went to my sister's house, and my sister, her love language is gifts. And so I'm having to learn that. Although during the first lockdown, I did spontaneously buy her a gold necklace that said fuck the Tories, and I've never seen her wear it. So Anushka, I know you listen to this. If you're not going to wear that necklace, I will have it back because I'll wear that every goddamn day. Oh, here we go. I can do a little shout out. I can do my little thing, can't I, to help small businesses. So if you too would love a gold Fuck the Tories necklace, it's by a shop called Scouse Bird Shop. It's on Instagram and I'll try and remember to link it in the show notes below. But yeah, Scouse Bird Shop, they do a lot of anti-Tory stuff and I am here for it. So anyway, I went to my sister's house and I just decided to take her these biscuits that she absolutely loves. They have like the thickest chocolate on it. Oh my God, so nice. And a deodorant that is the most chemically free, most amazing yet cheap deodorant that you can buy. And you can only get it in Lidl. And I mean, truly, how many times do you go to Lidl? Not very often. By the way, if you are worried about chemicals and aluminium and other carcinogenics in deodorant. There is an app called Yucca, Y-U-K-A. Here we go. I'm giving another recommendation to maybe a small brand, Yucca. I think they're quite a small whatever. Anyway, it's an amazing app. It is an app that you can use for food and for cosmetics. And you go into a store, right? Say you're going to buy baby wipes. I did this just recently. I wanted to find the best baby wipes for my newborn babies. And so you go into a store and you scan, let's say, Pampers, and it will come up, beep, beep, no, don't do it. And it will have a score out of 100 of how many harmful chemicals are in the baby wipes. So you can decide what your level is. And it's like low, medium or high. And like very high is like, don't put this on your baby's ass. Its skin's going to fall off. So not only does it do that, so you can make an educated decision when you're buying skincare or you're buying baby products, it then gives you the options of what the best alternatives are. And that is what I have found super helpful. So with deodorant, actually, better than Dr. Organic and all of these other brands are like a lot more expensive, is this particular, I don't know how you pronounce it, is it CN? It's C-I-E-N, but it's like Lidl's own brand make of deodorant. It's a particular blue one, is the best deodorant for chemicals and no aluminium salts, no alcohol, all that kind of stuff. And it fucking works. It works as well. So do you know what? I'm just giving you tips for days here. You can thank me later. So yeah, I took my sister a chemical-free deodorant and some biscuits. And that is just my little way of showing her in her love language that I love and appreciate her. So I think I've rambled on. I've rambled on for 30 minutes. And I'm slightly worried that a lot of this may seem jumbled up. Although every week I always feel like that. And then people always tell me, no, it's fine. It did make sense. But I feel like because I had to stop halfway through and go and feed those babies again, I feel like I lost my flow. And I don't know if I described. But what I'm trying to say is, with the law of attraction, you do get what you give. What you give out, you shall receive. And you can't just take from the universe or take from people or take from energy. You have to give it back also. So if you are struggling to manifest, if you're struggling to raise your vibration, particularly in this very difficult lockdown period, it's only difficult if we think it is. I'm actually kind of looking forward to it. I've done day one. I didn't even notice it, to be honest. But yes, then I think that this is a fantastic way to feel like you're doing something. Because remember, with the law of attraction, a big part of law of attraction is action. To physically do something feels great and it feels like you're pushing yourself towards your goal. So think of your local stores that you want to support. Think of your local businesses. Think of your friends with businesses and just sit down and be like, I'm going to spend the next hour writing reviews, sharing pages, writing posts and just support these small businesses. Then maybe, like I said, send some of your friends and family a little message letting them know how much you appreciate them and what they mean to you. It is all raising the vibration, which will help you to receive. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I certainly did. I don't know if you caught my little thing about Audible at the beginning, but I am very aware that I do recommend a lot of books to you guys. And something that I've been doing recently is using Audible. And that is because I am, no word of a lie, spending at least 75% of my life feeding. That is all I'm doing. I'm sitting and I am feeding. And I really want to consume more books, but I'm finding it quite tricky with two of them and a massive pillow holding a book. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to get Audible and I can just consume books whilst I'm feeding. And it has been life changing. And what with there being a month lockdown right now, you can get a free month trial. So if you click the link in the show notes below, do you know where the show notes are? For a long time, I didn't either. Don't be ashamed. So when you are listening to my podcast and you can see my artwork and you press play, if you just scroll down, you will see a little, like a little blurb, and that is my show notes. And there's links in there that you can click. If you click on the link for the Audible, you get a month free. Now, you could just make the most of it over lockdown, listen to some great Law of Attraction books, and then cancel it after a month. Or if you wanted to keep it, it's $7.99 a month, which if you think your average book is $7.99, if you're doing a lot of car journeys, if you're commuting, I suppose no one's commuting at the moment, are they? Then yeah, it's great. So click the link in the bio. Do use my link. Don't just go to it direct, because support the pod, you know, support the goddamn pod. Speaking of discount codes, a lot of you tried to use the discount code from my vision board episode, and La La Lab only let me have 10 people use it. So I got in touch with them and I was like, look, you need to sort out my discount code. You need to give me one that people can use unlimited. And they are the slowest people in the world to get back to me. They want to give me it. They keep saying it, but then they don't reply for like 3 or 4 days at a time. And so as soon as I have an updated discount code, because I know a lot of you wanted to buy that vision board and the code gives you £5 off, I will update you with what it is. I really would love to have had the updated code for this episode, but alas, they are the slowest motherfuckers in the world. So we ain't got it. Anyway, I've made it through. I've made it through without them crying again. So what a miracle. Praise be to Jesus. Thanks for listening. And if you want to find me on social media, I'm at Law of Attraction Changed My Life. Or if you want to see increasingly cute pictures of two babies in matching outfits. Honestly, I'm all about the matching right now. I do follow a twin expert psychologist on Instagram, and she does say that you shouldn't put them in matching clothes all the time. But look, they don't know what the fuck they're wearing right now. They can barely see my face. They don't know what's going on. So I'm putting them in the matching and I'm living for it. If you want to see that shit, I'm at Francesca Amber. They are the goddamn cutest babies. So many people are getting them mixed up now. I don't think they are identical, but they do look really similar. Let me know what you think. Comment on my picture. Let me know. Identical or not. Place your bets now. If you enjoyed this, please do remember to subscribe. That's the best thing you can do for a podcast. Subscribe, rate and review. And of course, share it with a friend. Share it to your stories. Tag me. I've been reposting all of your stories this week. Thank you to everyone who posted the podcast in a story. I really, really do appreciate it. Anyway, go and spread your positivity. Go and spread your love. Go and spread your influence. And help out these small businesses and help your friends and help your family and help everyone through this pandemic. You will feel so much better for it, and it's going to raise your vibe. I'll see you next week. The Law of Attraction has changed my life. It's going to change yours too. Bye. What up, bitches? It's no secret that reading has changed my goddamn life. I think it's incredible that people put their entire life's work, their teachings, into a book that often costs less than £10. It's incredible to me. And I am so thankful to all of the authors that have helped me on my self-development journey. And, you know, I have the UK's biggest self-development book club. There's over 3,000 of us reading along each month. But maybe you're thinking, Fran, I ain't got time to read. Who do you think I am? Barbara Cartland? No, you are busy. You are girl bossing it. You are living your goddamn life. And I get that. I see that. I hear it and I value it. And that's where Audible can come in. If you find yourself only with the time to be able to listen to something, but to not sit and physically hold a book, maybe you have a physical job like cleaning or whatever, where you are using your hands, or maybe you're a crafter and you want to be able to just listen to something and to learn on the go, or maybe you're driving a lot and you're able to listen to a book, but you know, it's illegal to read a book and drive, bitches, don't try it, then Audible may be for you. I have a 30-day free trial that you can have a little go at and see if it's for you. You can download millions of books to your phone or to your laptop or whatever you fucking want and listen to it wherever you are. So check it out. I'll leave the link down below.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.